You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Jenny Okuyama.
And I'm Kanan Schlesinger. Coming up tomorrow on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Wednesday, talk radio host Paul Roland speaks with climate activist Tim DeChristopher, who is coming to Portland to speak on the terrible uncertainties thrust upon us by growing climate instability. At 9, on Political Perspectives, host Per Fagering speaks with Adam Hochschild about his new book, Spain in Our Hearts, Americans in the Spanish Civil War, 1936 through 1939, sweeping history of the Spanish Civil War. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, it's the KBOO Bike Show, bringing you news and views of cycling in Portland and beyond. This has been the KBOO Evening News. Stay tuned for news in depth. Good night, Jenna.
Good night, Kanan.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
For News in Depth, Kanan Schlesinger spoke today with Dr. Sam Metz with Mad as Hell Doctors, who are advocating for a nationwide conversion to a single-payer healthcare system.
I have here Dr. Sam Metz, an anesthesiologist and member of the Mad as Hell Doctors, a contingent of medical professionals engaged in advocacy toward total system reform, specifically for a single-payer system. Dr. Sam Metz, thank you for taking the time and joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So to start off, where are we at in American healthcare, and why is a single-payer system a better alternative to what we have now?
There's this common feeling that America has the greatest healthcare system in the world. Usually it's U.S. congressmen and presidential candidates who tell us that. But in fact, we pay twice as much as the average industrialized country, and our public health is at the bottom of the world. Maternal mortality, diabetic amputations, asthmatics going to the hospital, lung problems. In all of these basic building blocks of civilization, the United States is at the bottom of the industrialized world. And we also suffer, we're the only industrialized country that suffers from medical bankruptcy. That's an American disease. No other country will a sick person go broke trying to pay for their health care or their families. Single payer is just one way of paying for universal care. And universal care is the key. Every other industrialized country provides care to everyone. And as a result, their health care costs are lower and their results are better. The United States has been the last to get the message. We spend hundreds of billions of dollars each year restricting care, telling people they can't get care, that they're not insured, their condition isn't covered, their co-pays aren't going to cover that medication. And that money, if instead of telling people you can't get care, just paid for their care, we'd come out ahead. Single payer says if we all convert what we currently pay in premiums and out-of-pocket payments into a common fund, there'd be more than enough money to provide comprehensive care to everyone.
So what do you think it'll take to convince Americans that this is the most viable option available? So like what's a quick take on, in the most compelling case for adopting this system as opposed to, let's say, the Affordable Care Act?
All we have to do is look at our families and say, if one, somebody in our family got sick tomorrow, would we go broke? Can we afford it? Most people don't spend much on health care in the course of the year because most people stay healthy. But what we lack is health care security, knowing that our health care costs aren't going to break our family if somebody gets sick. None of us enjoy that now. There are very few families in the United States that could survive a big hospitalization without bankruptcy. And that health care security is what a single-payer health care system buys us. It takes what we pay over a lifetime, just like any insurance scheme would, works it out to annual cost, and that's our cost. We don't pay more, we don't pay less, whether we're sick or whether we're healthy. And the Affordable Care Act is no substitute for that. Medical bankruptcies have continued to increase with the Affordable Care Act. Public health has not improved, and our health care costs continue to rise. It's not the solution.
So what's the biggest misconception that you see about single-payer system? What are the biggest criticisms of it? And what notions do people seem to have a hard time shaking or getting rid of? That is like false notions.
Probably the biggest impediment to single-payer health care being accepted by most Americans is we can't imagine doing any better than we are now. Mostly it's terror and ignorance. Terror of if we change anything at all, things can only get worse. And ignorance not in the sense of being derogatory, but we just can't imagine that there's another way to do this that's better, even though all you have to do is leave the country. Any nation where you can drink the water has a better health care system than we do. The idea that single-payer is socialized medicine. Socialized medicine means different things to different people. For Democrats, socialized medicine is what they do in England. For Republicans, socialized medicine is any plan advocated by a Democrat. And for physicians, is any plan in which we get paid less. So it's just a non-specific derogatory term, so we don't have to think about how can we do things better.
In your work, do you encounter physicians that are resistant or just opponents to the single-payer system? What are the biggest criticisms you hear from medical professionals against the single-payer system?
Most physicians, about 60% of physicians polled, agree that we should have a universal care system so that everyone gets health care. But that's not evenly distributed. Like everyone else, physicians make money off of health care, and if a physician thinks they're going to make less money, they're going to oppose any change, and physicians who think they'll make more money will support a change. They're no different than anybody else.
So there's a lot of self-interest at play here.
Medical specialists who are taking care of mostly private pay patients see single payer as an immediate threat to their income, which is probably true. Physicians who are in primary care, who take care of the poor and people who don't necessarily have private insurance or who have bad private insurance, are in favor of single payer. Ultimately, in the long run, most physicians will benefit from a single-payer system because the cost of doing business goes down. We no longer spend $80,000 a year trying to collect from insurance companies. which is what the average office physician pays now. And we know that that our pay will be based on the value of the services we provide, and not on the insurance or non-insurance of the patient. And finally, even physicians want to know that their family members will get health care from other people, from other physicians, no matter what happens to them. Healthcare security is important no matter how much money you're making and no matter what your medical specialty is.
And can you give us a quick rundown of the costs in the single-payer system versus the costs in the Affordable Care Act? And you can also, if you'd like, and if you think it's relevant, talk about what you would project the differences in pay to be for medical professionals, be they specialists or general care providers.
Well, the first part about the cost of single payer, the cost of health care is pretty high right now, and it's continuing to rise. And the Affordable Care Act hasn't stopped that. There are no added costs in single payer. As a matter of fact, the cost of delivering health care go down with single payer because we're not filtering our money through private insurance companies that take 20% off the top for their administrative fees. The amount that people in the United States and in Oregon currently pay in out-of-pocket payments and insurance premiums is more than the additional taxes they would need to pay in order to participate in the universal care system. That is, costs will go down, not necessarily a lot, but the cost will go down and we'll be assured of getting health care. If we stick with our current system, our costs will go up and nobody can be sure of getting the health care that they need. The challenge with a single-payer system is relabeling what we currently pay as premiums and out-of-pocket payments as taxes. And that's, we see a lot of that. Opponents to single-payer really aren't too sure why they're opposed to it. Nobody, when they think about it, is opposed to single-payer, will say, your taxes will go up. And if that's as far as your calculation goes, yes, that's true, and nobody wants their taxes to go up. But if taxes are going up, but the cost of health care, all the other costs of health care go away, families will have an increase in discretionary income. The total amount that we spend on health care, which includes taxes, premiums, and out-of-pocket payments, will go down. And we'll all have health care security. The difficulty is who wants to design the tax system that will convert what we currently pay in premiums and out-of-pocket payments into taxes. That's what shot down the plan in Vermont. No one wanted to take responsibility for that. We're talking about a lot of money. Right now, Oregonians, for example, spend about $16 billion a year in premiums and out-of-pocket payments. And that would have to be changed into taxes, maybe about $14 billion worth of taxes. There's a net benefit to families, but it's still, who wants to design a tax system to collect $14 billion in new taxes?
Does it seem like that? And I have one more question for you, Sam. What effect has the Affordable Care Act had on the public's willingness to improve the healthcare system? You were talking about how the public understood that America has a good healthcare system already and that, you know, there aren't significant improvements to be made. So does this seem like it's a product of the last 10 years of healthcare?
The Affordable Care Act is not a game changer. It's a rule changer. The Affordable Care Act has the United States doing exactly what it's been doing wrong for the last 50 years and reinforces it. It has made more and more Americans critically dependent on private health insurance for their access to health care, without making insurance more affordable, without expanding benefits. And it's just an enormous cost-shifting effort. The worst part about it is that it was sold as an improvement, and everybody wants to give the Affordable Care Act a few decades to fail before we try something new. When, in fact, we don't need to wait for it to fail. We're already failing. And we need to do something completely different. We need to learn from the healthcare systems that already provide better care to more people for less money, which is to say every other industrialized country, and learn from them. And the one thing they have to teach us that they all have in common is you have to cover everyone. The United States still hasn't learned that lesson. We still can't believe that if we expand care to everyone and give everyone comprehensive benefits, that we in fact save money because we're not spending $350 billion a year telling people no.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Sam Metz, anesthesiologist and member of Mad as Hell Doctors. Really, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us and sharing your perspective.
Thank you. It was a great chance to talk.
I'm Kanan Schlesinger with KBOO News.
This is KBOO Portland. Listener.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Inner City Blues Festival's Healing the Healthcare Blues on Saturday, April 16th from 6 p.m. to midnight at the North Portland Eagles Lodge in Portland. The campaign for universal healthcare for every citizen is growing around the United States. Our local organization, Healthcare for All Oregon, has brought the movement to the state.